I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part four of the message. From Bob Lee with Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry, he'll be preaching from Habakkuk chapter 3.
And on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul. How great thou art.
God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. And He will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. He said, God, sometimes it just doesn't matter what happens to me in my life. I'm going to love You. I'm going to serve You. I'm going to praise You because I know You love me and You want to do what's best for me. I said a moment ago, life's not easy. I want to give you this verse. It's found in the book of Hebrews chapter 4. I want you to listen carefully to what it says. Because what I read is not what I say. What I read is what God says. It doesn't make a difference what I say, but it does make a difference what God says. And so these words are God's words. These are not my words. These are God's words. Here's what He says, the writer of the book of Hebrews. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, tested like as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. When, preacher? In time of need. What is your need this morning? Or you can find grace to help in time of need. It doesn't make any difference. Whenever you've got a need, guess what? That's God's time. In time of need, it doesn't make any difference. And you can find grace to help in time of need. I'm just telling you this morning. That we as believers and those of us that have been washed in the blood and headed for heaven, we have been so blessed and in a way, and we need to just thank God and keep on keeping on. Let me give you this and I close. God's Word calls the prophet to pray. Calls him to pray. The reason he prayed. Because he heard. He listened. It caused him to pray. Oh, we search the world for different things. I like what this little poem says. We search the world for truth. We cull the good, the true, the beautiful from graven stone and written scroll. From all old flower fields of the soul and weary seekers of the best, we come back laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Still in the blessed old book called the Bible. Don't be a skeptic when you come to the Bible. For within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they are of the human race to whom God has granted grace. To read, to fear, to hope, to pray. To lift the latch and force the way. And better had they ne'er been born who read to doubt or read to scorn. Thank God for the blessed book called the Bible. You know what? I would consider my time here in this pulpit this morning well spent if I've encouraged somebody to make the Bible a daily part of their life. You know, we live in a busy world, right? We live in a busy world. And it is so easy to lay aside those things which help us. And to chase the wind. I read a story. As a matter of fact, it appeared in Newsweek. It was a guy searching for the tomb of King Tahukaran. And he was digging there in the mysterious valley. And anyway, he went back to a ground that people had already gone over and over and over and over and over. And he found a staircase leading down. And he knew he had found the tomb. With excitement, boy, he picked his way and so forth and finally got to the place where that he could push the door open. This is a true story. And he could push the door open. And as he pushed the door open, there was another guy standing behind him. And he said, hey. He said, he took a little light and he shined the light in there. And he said, hey. Do you see anything? Well, here's what he said. He said, yes. wonderful thing. See anything in your preacher? Yeah. What are they? Wonderful things. Wonderful things. Glorious things. Could I ask you just to take a peek? See anything? Oh, I do. I do. I do. You know the reason that, not close, you know the reason that you gave so much for Bibles? You know the reason preacher has such a big heart and you people have a big heart? You know the real reason? I read a story by Dr. R.G. Lee. Folks ask me sometimes, people like that I don't know, preacher, you know, they've heard of R.G. Lee, and you know, they say, are you Kent R.G. Lee? I want to lie. You know, R.G. Lee was a great preacher. And I mean, oh my, he was. No, I'm not. I'm just somebody one day God saved out of the burning. No godly heritage. Just a sinner saved by grace. Dr. R.G. Lee, it was Christmas time. As a matter of fact, it was Christmas morning. It was Christmas Eve. And he was sitting by the fireplace with his wife, and the telephone rang. And his wife said, I hope you won't answer that phone. And unless you've been a pastor's wife and you've been a pastor, you don't understand what I'm saying, maybe. You'll understand at the end. But you don't understand the times. I remember once that we were just getting ready to celebrate Christmas morning, and telephone rang, and I had to leave, and gentlemen, the church had died, and I got back after that for lunch. That may not be a big thing for you, but it was a big thing for me, and a big thing for my wife, and a big thing for my kids. And so I can understand exactly how he felt, preacher. You do too. You know. And but he answered it, and she told him, she said, I wish you wouldn't do that. You have such few evenings at home. And of course he did. And it was late at the end of the, on the other end of the phone. Said, Dr. Lee said, we have a lady here dying in the hospital. Said, will you come see her? And so Dr. Lee did. And he went by there and to see her in the hospital, and went into the woman's room and tried to get the message of salvation to her. But she's too far gone to understand. And so he went on home, and his wife met him at the door and said to him, as she looked at him, she said, what's the matter, honey? Are you sick? And he said, no. He said, but I just stood by bedside tonight and watched a young woman die and go to hell.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.